Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Piece with an A, B-I, and then Piece with an I. Thank you so much.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Okay, I see you non-members. You heard me give it the big one on Monday about the first of the month being the best time to sign up, but you thought, no, listen, I'm going to hedge my bets. At least until later on in the week, before I part with my hard-earned €5 a month plus VAT. What have you got seems to be the unsaid rallying cry.
Well, what do you have, Owen?
Well, I'll tell you what I have. I have Ken.
Prove yourself to me, Owen.
We've got Ken refusing. Well, Ken turning a conversation about Cristiano Ronaldo's latest miracle goal into a rather vivid description of Manchester United's performance against Atlanta.
Vivid's the word.
Like, it's phenomenal. I mean, the goals, and some of the goals have been ridiculous. The one last night was just like, God, like who else can do this? You know, it's just, it's a ridiculous goal. But you know, I mean, it's like, again, it's like maybe try and score one earlier. Or why does this keep happening? Why do we keep needing this to happen in the last minute to rescue a result? You know, it's insane. But of course, once the result is rescued, then you don't think about it. Like, you know, you see everyone going, oh, to think there are idiots out there who say Ronaldo makes this team worse. Again, the team is, the results are worse. The performances have been awful. Like last night was another terrible, like a dead dog of a performance. You know what I mean? Oh my God, how has that dead dog managed to attain that advanced state of decomposition lying out here in the street like this? Will nobody come? Has the fabric of society broken down to a point that a dog is allowed to rot to that extent on a public footpath? That was Manchester United's performance last night.
Vivid, gruesome, gnarly. I hear the word gnarly being used in this context in recent years.
Oof. Gruesome's a good word as well.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not. Can we just ban the use of the word decomposition? I mean, I just don't think there's any need for that in a sports podcast.
Nah. Yeah, we'd be down a few podcasts if we had to get rid of Ken's slightly off-colour descriptions of Manchester United performances. We've also got a fascinating insight into the world's greatest ever marathoner as Carl Dennehy joined us to talk about the time he spent in Kenya in camp with Eliud Kipchoge. But I'm not going to play you a clip of that. Instead, I'm going to play Carl's far more important foray into the world of the Beer Mile, an event that Carl himself has competed in the past, albeit he never stood a chance against the undisputed champ.
The rules are you drink a beer, you run a lap four times in that order, and the beer has to be drunk in that 9 meter segment between the start line and the finish line of the mile. The beer has to be, it's very specific. It has to be, I think, above 5% alcohol, and it has to be at least 355 mils. So it can't be. It's a decent sized drink, and
this is absurd. This is one of the absurdest things I've ever heard.
I think the second captain's beer mile needs to happen. I think that'll be a winner. so anyway, Corey Bellamore, that time in that race, I ran 5:25, and Corey ran 4:32, I think it was, and broke the world record in that race. And it's just appalling. It's the first beer. I mean, just the beers alone are difficult to do in that time, you know. The running part of it, especially halfway through, because you've drank two beers and say run two laps, and then you're coming into the exchange zone and you're like, oh my God, two more beers and two more laps and I'm already out of breath. And I asked Corey, I said, what's the best advice? And he said, don't stop. He said, don't breathe at the intersection, just drink. So like at this moment, where you're...
what the hell was my laugh all about at the end there?
So like,
I fairly enjoyed the beer mile chat. Apparently,
you did, Owen. You did. I mean, you'd be inclined to make the odd weird noise in the middle of. I mean, some of your laughs are a bit off. Let's be honest.
So like,
there's the exhalation laugh, which of course we've heard over the years. Then there's that really high pitched one that you went for. I know that was an impersonation, but
yeah,
I mean, I have heard it more than once before, is all I'm saying. Just, you know, normalize and regulate your laughter is basically what I'm saying to you here, Owen. Pick one and go with it.
Murph, we do usually, this is a little secret that I'm going to tell the non-members here. We sometimes do have to put in maybe a laugh in post-production, you know, because there was a problem with the editor or something. It just doesn't make sense. Or somebody's line went and you couldn't hear. So Killian might ask me, or Simon might ask, can you just do that line at the end? Because it won't make sense to listeners otherwise. But you need to be laughing at the start of it because you were laughing in the original. And they are, frankly, appalled at how natural it's become for me to just give them, which laugh do you want, guys? So that's a little bit, probably too much inside baseball there.
I keep saying you should just record four laughs and they can then choose from the menu of McDevitt laughs.
Yeah.
And insert them wherever they feel something needs a little bit of forced joviality.
I'm not sure if it was in the clip there, but Corey Belmore, who gave that incredible advice, don't laugh, don't breathe, just drink, to Cahill there. Corey Belmore recently ran it in 4:28. That's a mile and the four beers with very specific specifications, as Cahill outlines there. Got it all done. Got the mile done in and around 4 minutes and got the drinking done in and around 28 seconds. So I'm not sure if we should labour this endeavour any more than we already have this week.
But I mean, we still felt it was worthy of a mention. Let's be honest. Yeah. It is an extraordinary physical feat.
Amazing conversation earlier in the week with Aisha McFerrin, goalkeeper of the tournament at the last World Cup, twice nominated for World Goalkeeper of the Year. She plays in the top league in the Netherlands these days. She recently helped Ireland qualify for back-to-back World Cups, having also helped them to the Olympics. We had Aisha on the podcast after the last World Cup. She touched back then a little bit on her childhood, how she ended up becoming a hockey goalkeeper basically as a kid. But back then, I wasn't aware of her background. She's only started talking about it in detail more recently. Her mum died when she was young. Aisha went into foster care. She ended up with a family who were really good to her and helped her at an extremely tough time of her life. She's keen to tell the story now to give kids in a similar situation some hope and something to aim for. And she's engaging with charities who work with those children. So I asked her at the very end, we talked about what she's doing basically in her own story. And then it just popped into my head to ask about this line that gets thrown at sports people. Marcus Rashford was the one in my head who were told, just stick to the football, you know, stop spending your time and energy on good causes. It's great and all that, but, you know, surely you're going to be off your game. So I asked if Aisha, what she made of that kind of line of questioning or criticism, and if she felt she was able to juggle her sporting career with these extra demands.
There's bigger things in sport. Yes, sport has, for me anyway, got me to where I am. I have my life in Holland. I've got my degree in America, whatever. Sport has got me here. But just because it's got me here doesn't mean that it's the only thing I have. Yeah, like you said, Marcus Rashford, okay, maybe is having a tough time in training, whatever. But just because he's doing something else on the side doesn't mean it doesn't work for him. A lot of athletes like having stuff on the side because it's a distraction from their sport. You can't do everything 100% of the time. Otherwise, you will get really fed up with it. You will get tired of just playing or doing whatever you do. So actually having stuff on the side and something that you value and brings joy and energy to you as a person is worth more than just playing your sport. And yeah, if I had to give up sports more to help kids in care, you know what, to be honest, I would really consider doing it because that's the bigger picture. The bigger picture isn't just me now playing my hockey. No, the bigger picture is helping the next generation of kids, of people get better in their life. And that's more important than just me standing in goals and having people hit hockey balls at me.
Great stuff from Aisha. We really enjoyed having her on a couple of years back and it was brilliant talking about stuff a little bit more depth there today, or earlier this week, I should say. Even if her description of herself standing in goals and having people hit hockey balls at me is quite a modest summation of her professional life. I suppose that is technically what happens.
I mean, if you're going to get down to the brass tacks of it, I just feel like there's a bit more beauty and skill involved in the whole thing.
She's extremely good, if you've ever seen the Irish hockey team, at putting herself in those positions to have the balls hit her and bounce out, or just catch them, you know, thereby intimidating the opposition. So listen, you've given it the week. Just sign up now. That sounded vaguely threatening.
Please, it did.
Please sign up now. No, that's too much. That's too needy. Have a think about signing up.
Yeah, I mean,
on secondcaptains.com.
We'd love to have you. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We would love to have you. But again, you know, you're your own man or indeed woman. Make up your own mind. We've given you what we think is a compelling case. The decision now lies with you.
Ireland-Japan rugby preview still to come tomorrow with the real Trim Shady, Andrew Trimble, and Shane Shaggy Horgan.
That'll do, yep.
Probably do with dropping his professional rugby dressing room nickname from back in the day. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks, Ken. Oh, Ken's not here.
Jesus.
But you might as well just
we are
that
really limping over the light here. Can we just, let's just fade us out slowly there.
Fade us out slowly. SecondCaptains.com is the place to sign up. €5 a month plus VAT. We hope to see you on the other side.
So, like, at
that's the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.